The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 21st, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The 11th incarnation of the Lord was in the form of a tortoise, whose shell served as a pivot for the Mundarachalam hill, which was being used as a churning rod by the theists and the atheists of the universe.
Dashantana navidus sura suragana divaya tasmai namah. The mantra, there is mantra. Dashantana navidu. One cannot understand the Antang, the ultimate end of the Supreme. The Santang na Vidu. Vidu means does not know. Sura Surogana. Sura means demigods, thieves, those who are believers in God, they are called Sura. And just the opposite, Asura. Asura does not believe in the existence of God. He thinks he is God. That is Asura. Asuri bhavamasita. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Asuri. Asuri, this word has come from this Asura. Adjective. Asura is nominative. From Asura it becomes Asuri. Asuri bhavamasita. Those who are atheists, they do not surrender. They do not like the idea of God or Krishna consciousness. But they do not know what is God or what is the ultimate end, who is the original cause. They do not know. Even the theists, they also do not know. They know Krishna. But it is impossible to understand what is the limit of Krishna's energies. Just like we are discussing this morning. So, unlimited. Unlimited. The Santanga Navidu Sura Suragana Divaya Tasmaina. Divaya, that Supreme Lord, we simply offer our respectful obeisance. It is not possible to know perfectly what is the potency and energy of God. The atheists, they do not know at all. But theists, devotees, they know, but that is not complete. Even Krishna does not know how much powerful he is. That is called unlimited. So, Surasuragana Uradhim Matnatang Charni. Once upon a time, they churned the whole ocean. Now, churning the ocean, you have got experience churning the milk in a pot or something else in a pot. But the pot is the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. And the rod is Mundarachal Hill. And one side, the Asuras, and the other side, the Suras. So the churning rod must be placed on something, the pivot, and that is Kamatharupena. Lord accepted the, because the Kamatha, the tortoise, can live within the water and without the water also. They can live on the land and within the water. So the churning rod, Mundarachal Hill, was placed on the cell, on the back of the Kesavadhita Kurma Sarira Kitirati Vipulatare Tishthati Tava Prishtha. This Prishtha is carrying Kitirati Vipulatare Tishthati Tava Prishtha Dharani Dharana Kina Chakra Garishta. Kesavadhita kurma sarira jaya jagadisha. This kurma, kamata rupena. Now, the Surasuragana, they are standing on the ocean. If you go up to your waist in the water, you become dangerously situated. But they were standing. This proves the law of relativity. Everywhere this law of relativity is working. You do not think, because you cannot stand in the midst of the water of the ocean, therefore nobody can stand. That is nonsense. In the ant, the small ant, it is also working. The same thing is going on in the ant society. They are also struggling for existence, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And we are also doing that. And higher than us, Surasuragana, they are also doing that. But although the quality of the work is the same, the quantity is different. Quality of the work the same. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Everywhere, all living entities. They are struggling. Whole day they are working according to their capacity. The qualities, what for they are working? They're eating, sleeping, mating, and living. That's all. If you just resist one ant, it is coming. If you try to stop, the ant will also resist. It will go this way, that way, this way. It will not agree why you are stopping me. But it is trying in its own capacity. Similarly, you are also trying to resist in your own capacity by discovering atomic bomb. But as you can smash millions of ants simply by rubbing your leg on the ground, similarly there are other beings who can finish you simply by rubbing their legs. Don't think you are all in one. These rascals, the so-called human scientists, they are thinking they are all in all. I am the monarch of all I serve. That is not. In God's creation, there is smaller than the smallest and the bigger than the biggest. Nobody can claim that I am everything. No, that is not possible. So they are standing on the, without standing, how they are churning. But the sea water is up to the knees, how they can stand. So the seven mind sea water is up to their knees. But your an ant, even 7 inches is sufficient water. And for you, 7 feet is sufficient water. Similarly, others, even 7 miles is not sufficient. This is the order. Don't think that these are our stories. Sura, Suragana, Mathunata, how they can stand on the ocean, how they can char. These are all stories. They are not stories. It may be story for you. Just like if you speak to an ant, or what is called an insect. There are many insects. They take their birth. We have seen it. In India we see it. In this season there are insects. They are called Diwali Poka, insect Diwali. Just in the evening, they are born. And they flop together before a light. More, like this. And throughout the whole night, they will do, and at the end of the night, in the morning, you will see they are in a heap, they are lying dead. So their life The duration of life is that night. Within that night, they take their birth, they grow, they beget children, family, and defend, eat, mate, everything is complete within the night. At the end of the night, it is finished. So similarly, if to these flies, if you say, "Oh, we are dying like this, but there is human being, this is only one night, and there is another day also of the same period, then together day and night, such 30 day and night makes their month, and such 12 months make their year, and such 100 years they live." How the fly will understand? Similarly, we cannot understand when the duration of life Brahma is described. We think it is story. Similarly, they will think also story. Nothing is story. In the Vedic literature, all informations are there. Their relative life, big and small, smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. Don't think that these descriptions in the Vedas, they are stories. They are not stories, they are facts. But we cannot accommodate in our poor, teeny brain, that's all. So what we shall understand about God? It is not possible. Therefore it is said, Atasya Krishna Namadi Namhavid Grahyam Indriyai. In our present senses, we always think of seeing. But we forget what seeing power we have got. It is nothing. It is simply under certain condition we can see a little portion. We cannot see perfectly. So we should not believe in our seeing power. So, therefore, Shastra says, Atasya Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriya. You cannot understand Krishna and God by your present imperfect senses. That is not possible. Na Bhavet Grahyam. You cannot accept or you cannot receive by your blunt senses. That is not possible. Then how it is possible? My only asset is these blunt senses. How can I understand God? Yes. Sevanamukhe hi jivadau svayam eva spurata. If you engage in devotional service, then God will reveal to you, here I am. I am like this. Just like Arjuna saw Krishna. He understood God. So if you take the position of Arjuna, submissive, Shishasti ham sadhimam prapanyam, surrender. Then God, by kindness, because you have surrendered, He will reveal to you. Otherwise, by your so-called calculation, you cannot understand what is the greatest and what is the smallest. But there are things smaller than the smallest and the greater than the greatest. That's all. Thank you.